27. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what say you?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those your accusers? Has no man condemned you?" She said to him, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he to them, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is come near to you.' But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, 'Even the very dust of your city which clings on us, we do wipe off against you.' Notwithstanding, be you sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come near to you. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable in the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for that city." Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented a great while ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. He that hears you hears me, and he that despises you despises me, and he that despises me despises him that sent me."